Most folks, well, they think homeless people live in the big city, Seattle and Gomorrah, Portland, Stanwoodopolis. But that's not really true. There's homeless people living everywhere, even on the South End. If you're the type of cautious soul who'd never pick up a hitchhiker, you'd never have met Stinky Steve. Or you'd think, even now, how mean it was to call Steve Stinky. For those of us who do pick up folks with their thumbs out, we didn't call him that out of spiteful cruelty. Steve was genuinely, and I mean full bore, head on, hold your nose, no kidding, olfactorily displeasing. He had an odor part old B.O., part beer breath, part cigarette smoke, and the rest I probably wouldn't want to guess. I don't think he minded us rolling a window down even in rain or cold weather. After all, those were his elements. When I first picked him up, he was living in an abandoned shed a neighbor a couple miles north kindly let him use. He was on his way to work digging softshell clams on the tide flats near Stanwood, or so he said. Later he lived in a pup tent near me and worked various jobs clearing trail or weed-eating the neighbor's land for minimum wage. Some even offered him free use of their showers, but, well, Steve wasn't much for personal hygiene and always politely demurred. Guitar Bob and me got to know Steve better than most. We used to play the 12-beer blues every Sunday night, and at some point Steve joined our little outdoor guitar duet, singing some ditty to our rambling finger work that always sounded oddly familiar. When some kids slashed his tent and strewed his meager belongings, Bob's neighbors gave him a little trailer to live in, on condition he work around the place and go to social services and sign up for disability. Mental disability. They meant well, these do-gooders, but the end result of all this was that the state of Washington gave Steve a modest stipend that effectively resulted in Steve's early retirement from the part-time workforce and paid for his malt liquor without him having to work all day to earn it. Steve, predictably enough, had his alcoholism subsidized by the state. And we had a singer more and more off-key, schnockered by the time we'd only started to warm up. I guess the ditches beside the road of good intentions are strewn with folks like Steve. We forget that not all of us want a suburban home, a square meal, or even a hot bath. Some of us just want to be left the hell alone, to live our life a different way altogether. Without sympathy, without a handout, without a whole lot of socio-psycho hand-wringing. I'm not saying you should pick them up hitchhiking into town for their cigarettes and beer. I'm just saying they're here. They're not that crazy. And they're okay, decent people. There's no law that says they have to bathe. Well, long story way too short. The good-hearted neighbors signed him up for computer training in Spokane. Detox, 3 square meals a day, and a life as alien to him as a heroin addict in a nursery school. Guitar Bob and I got a couple of letters, half computer hieroglyphics, half semi-sensible musings on his new life, and about 2/3 sadness expressed with a stiff upper lip. We never saw him again. Shortly after those letters, he was diagnosed with colon cancer. Then, well, we heard he died. Bob and I bought a 6-pack each and, well, we played our 12-beer blues long into the dark night for Steve, a fallen comrade, another loner on the sad old South End that newcomers won't have to pass by as he stands in a cold drizzle with his tobacco-stained thumb held out for the alms of a ride.